This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good afternoon on this rainy Wednesday. It's the Lori and Julia Show. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. And certainly want to thank all the people that have taken time to send all of the shows some very, very kind messages, whether via text or through the website or via email. This one is from Erin. She says, "Hey, Lori and Julia and Donnie, thanks for being there. I don't know why, but the talk of Clooney being gray and a mention of hilarious Alex's wife just made me smile. Today, sadly, for she was temporarily laid off from the Science Museum of Minnesota, so I needed a smile, and you always bring it. At least I can sleep in for a few months. Praying our social distancing nips this in the bud soon. Again, thanks for being there. It's very important to us." So thank you very much to Erin for that.
Well, that's that was yesterday's conversation. Yeah. We really kind of went off yesterday as we're just thinking about all you guys. It's just, it's so, I can't imagine to be.
Well, you can't imagine.
I can't imagine because I'm going
but you
through
haven't,
it.
You haven't lost
but
your job.
I haven't lost my job. Right. Exactly. Exactly.
That is tough for some. Yes. I mean, just like, it's just so many people. I don't know. Danny, you got anything else you wanted to read to us?
There is one more. I'm sorry. This is from MJ. MJ says, "I had your show on in our store today and heard you talking about small businesses. Thank you for saying it on the radio. We have a yarn and fiber shop in St. Cloud, started by my mother, Carol, 40 years ago. We are on social media, but do not have an online sales portal, so this is an extremely difficult time for us. Mm-hmm. We are shipping yarn orders using email blasts, but we are not open for customers to enter our store. We don't know if we can survive this. We don't have the budget to advertise on the radio, so I know we can't get a shout out." Well, yeah, we're giving you a shout out.
Yeah.
It's the Knit Shop. The Knit Shop, Rocking Horse Farm. But if you can continue to tell people to support small business, you are helping more than you realize. And then she says, "P.S. I'm the guy who asks for your autographs on my State Fair coupon book every year."
Oh gosh, that's so funny. I know who that is.
Yeah. Thank you, MJ.
Another business, Stephanie's shop, you know, in the Highland Village that we...
The boutique.
They shut down their doors, but they, because Flirt Boutique, which is a lingerie boutique, one at the airport and one on Selby and Snelling in St. Paul, you can order Flirt's lingerie through Stephanie's shop. So other businesses who aren't set up to do e-commerce are helping out other small businesses.
Yeah, that's good.
So I thought that was really cool. I saw that today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi. Well,
hi.
Hey. Hi, you.
Hi.
You already made me laugh today.
Oh,
Missy.
For goodness.
And you were already kind to me. Lori bought me a fun puzzle because she knows I'm self-partnered.
Yes.
And selfing.
I did, you know, because there's really not a lot of people out because people are staying home.
Yes, they are.
And Minnesota, I guess, is getting good grades, like our social distancing thing. But I did just wanted, I needed to pick up one thing at the hardware store and then several more cards at Avalon Gift Store. And I was the only person in there besides the clerk. And I saw that puzzle, Julia, and I thought, you are self-partnered. You might need a new puzzle. And it looked like a really hard one.
It does. It looks like a good one.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And then if anyone needs a little bit of a giggle, just a little one, if you go to the Lori and Julia Instagram page, or I think my talk, Lori's Hermageddon is starting to set in. Mm-hmm. And so Lori brought in a bag of tricks that tools look that
dusty hair tools that I found in a second spare bathroom.
That look like I'm, you haven't used them in years. Years.
Probably.
No, years. But she's telling us how she's going to take care of her own hair for a little while.
Well, I'm putting it off. Casey even asked me, he goes, is today the day you're washing it? I go, what, my hair?
Yeah.
And I said, no, no.
I'm holding. You don't have to. I mean, it's kind of amazing how your hair.
Preserved.
It's just.
Preserved.
It is in place.
Pickled.
It is pickled. It's fermented. Pickled
with dry shampoo.
It is. Oh, it just looks like it doesn't move. Well, we're going to have updates at the bottom of the hour on what the governor talked about today.
Yeah.
From the Paul Folger.
Yeah, right.
So we'll update everybody.
Then let's have a little, because Kelly Clarkson, no one is doing their show.
No
you
one.
Know, that's on hiatus. I feel
we
like.
We are.
Yeah, we are doing our show. That's right. And she's doing her Kelly-oke in Montana where she's, doing...
Hanging out. With the fam.
And so it's the bathroom installment of Kelly-oke, and she is honoring Kenny Rogers. So here we go.
Sing a song, sweet music man, 'cause I won't be there to hold your hand. Like I used to, I'm through with you. You're a hell of a singer and a powerful man, but you surround yourself with people who demand so little of you. You touched my soul with your beautiful song.
Imagine being able to sing like that.
I'm shutting my eyes.
Acapella is tough.
In a bathroom.
Yeah.
First, good acoustic.
That's true.
I need you.
Anyway, Donnie posted that for
what
you.
What song was that?
It's just a song that she's...
Sweet music man.
You know, she...
Oh, it's, okay.
It's summing up how she feels about Kenny Rogers. And God, one of the things that has come out about him, about one of the nicest people in the entertainment business.
Wow.
You know?
I interviewed him once.
You did?
I did. I was at a net company that provided... It was called Net Radio. So we were ahead of the curve on that
one. Yeah.
It was the late 90s, early 2000s, and he was in town for something, and they knew my background. I said, why don't you go talk to him? So I said, I'd be happy to. He was very nice, very gracious.
Yeah, because Minnesota was one of the first states that, just like with Keith Urban, I guess we're one of the people that embraced the new country artist, but like we were
all over
instrumental
Kenny.
In his success. He sold a lot of albums here and appearances.
What your dad might have a connection to him too. I saw that he was a big sponsor of the Sprint Car Series. Did you guys read that? And his NASCAR sponsorship?
Oh.
I mean, he had all these other businesses huge in the NASCAR.
Yeah.
I didn't know that till I read everything about him.
Well,
but
Julia, the
gambler.
The gambler, that's right.
You got to know when to hold them. What else do we know?
Well, Diana Ross has a number one on the Billboard dance chart because somebody got the great idea to remix her song, Love Hangover.
Oh, yeah.
So it's Love Hangover 2020, and it's her eighth number one club hit. For Miss Ross.
Are we going to hear it?
Well, I have the original.
You don't have the remix.
Have
I couldn't find the remix.
Oh.
But the original was, in case you forgot.
Oh, I know this one. Mm-hmm.
I don't need no cure. Great bass line. I can remember when Catherine McPhee was on American Idol.
And she sang this?
But she sang the slow part at the beginning and didn't do any of the up-tempo part. And I remember Simon saying, why did you do that part of the song?
Right.
You should have done it when it got
what
more
What an odd memory, Donnie.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, that's good, though, but you know your music.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a good song.
Yeah,
so
it
look
is.
Look for the dance remix.
I'm going to.
All right, listen, when we come back, the stories you need to know right now.
Smart speakers are the new radios. Sometimes Alexa can be a little tricky. For tips on enabling your Amazon Echo to play My Talk, go to mytalk1071.com, keyword Alexa.
Sing your song, sweet music man. You travel the world with a six-piece band that does for you what you ask them to.
trying to stay young, but the songs are sung. So many people have all begun to come back on you.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us. So that's Kenny Rogers singing the song that Kelly Clarkson sang to him in her karaoke bathroom version in Montana. And that's posted for you. Also, if you want to take a look at, I guess people were watching like crazy, Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood performing last night.
It was on Monday night.
Monday night, excuse me. But it like was people were crashing.
I know. I wanted to see. We have them singing Shallow, though,
yes,
don't we?
We do. And it's posted for people to take a look at it. And
we're not going to listen right now. Is that basically what we're saying?
That's what we're saying right now.
That's right. We'll have it for
I want to get to the story that I like that the Today Show did today because, you know, we know that last week, last Tuesday, Governor Walz, and we're going to have Paul Folger from Five Eyewitness News updating us on his announcement today for shelter in place.
Okay.
But last Tuesday, the governor classified everyone, food distribution workers, which are the store clerks, the stockers, the food prep people, the cleaning staff, you know, the drivers, order selectors, and sanitation workers being tier two workers last Tuesday, so that they could qualify for childcare. And but there's a push now. We don't I don't know yet what's going to happen to have those people be in the same category as firefighters and police officers.
Kind of first responders kind of thing.
At that level, to be level one. So we'll find out. But the Today Show did a story because really all across the country, all of a sudden, you know, people are just like, you know, the grocery store workers are on the front line. So here's a story from the Today Show.
In the midst of shutdowns and social distancing, grocery store clerks are seeing a sustained spike in demand as shoppers stock up for a pandemic.
Sales have gone up tremendously, and customers are just coming in and buying up product at unseen levels.
Jared Labar usually works in the corporate office for King Supermarkets, but now he's in stores helping to restock.
Is there anything that people can do to help all of these workers who are on the front lines?
The biggest thing for us is, you know, just make sure that they're adhering to the social distancing.
To keep that distance and protect workers from the constant flow of customers, Albertsons, HEB, and Kroger are installing plexiglass shields in the checkout line.
Just remember that we're human beings too, and we have feelings, and yeah, just take care of us too, because we're taking care of them.
And they're doing that in some stores here. I know Lunds and Byerly's
is working
on it. Yeah, Hy-Vee put them up last week. The Wedge and Linden Hill co-ops have done that, and Kowalski's is trying to get that done. And
Target is wiping down the belt that your products go on after every user.
Yeah.
Everything, you know, wipe off your credit card.
Well, the guy, Matthew Utick, who's the president of Local 663 of the United Food and Commercial Workers International Union, said, you know, that there are people that work in the grocery stores and stuff are anxious, and they have every right to, because they're basically, you know, hand to hand. They're right
they
there. They're right there. So let's play the second cut.
Workers asking customers to be patient and understanding when items are sold out. Despite assurances that the supply chain is working, some stores continue to report gaps in what they normally provide.
We are actually out of ground turkey at the moment.
Still, essential items are available, thanks to staff providing some normalcy during an abnormal time.
Somebody's got to be here. I mean, people need food. There's some things you can live without. Food is not one of them.
And on social media, a flood of appreciation in the form of art like this. Workers hailed as heroes and thanked by many for being brave. This banner hung across the street from a store in Brooklyn. Thanks for the groceries. We love you.
They're really awesome. And to be here, like during this time period where it's really tough, it takes a brave person.
With data showing the average grocery store worker makes $29,000 a year, these staffers are working overtime to provide basic services to keep society running.
Well, I don't consider myself a hero.
Karen, a cashier from New Jersey, tells us she's just doing her job.
It's our job to make sure that you have what you need. So next time you see your cashier, just say thank you.
That's right. That is.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Yes, that's,
and if it's a store that they allow tipping, you know, tip the person right. who's maybe helping you out with your bags. And now the stores here are banning reusable bags.
Completely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that the other day. Okay, yeah. Completely.
They don't want you doing it. And if Trader Joe's is busy, they're only letting like 20 people in at a time. And everybody is got all of the stores. The Pioneer Press, just Nancy Ngo just put out a list of all the store, grocery store hours.
Because they've changed a lot even since in the last couple of days.
No, not really. But some of them are adding more time for people who are vulnerable. Shoppers, right. First responders.
Yes.
Stuff like that.
Those over 65.
Yeah. So go to TwinCities.com. I tweeted that out. But they are wanting to get, you know, people who need to be in the stores first before
Absolutely.
Other people come in. So. And, you know, like Holly told us at the top of the hour, Kylie Jenner donated $1 million because there's, you know, for hospital workers to protect themselves. So that's really amazing. James Taylor gave $1 million donation, he and his wife, to Massachusetts General
right.
Hospital.
Yeah, his dad was a doctor there.
He was? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Donnie, I love it. You know everything about James Taylor.
Yeah.
And then the Michael Jackson estate is donating $300,000 to the
Broadway
Cares.
Which is great.
Yeah. So that, you know, I would just like to keep hearing those stories. I know Gwyneth Paltrow gave $100,000 to the same frontline organization in California that Arnold Schwarzenegger donated $1 million to yesterday.
Okay.
So, and I know that, you know, people are being really nice to people who are working in the grocery store. Like, we are so grateful, you know.
Oh.
And I overheard this one lady. She's just like, yeah, you know, I mean, I never even thought people even noticed me before.
Interesting.
Because, you know, they're just kind of, they're restocking, you know, they're kind of trying to stay out of people's way. Well, now, I mean, now they are hustling. Julia, I cannot believe you are making me do these crazy videos every day.
Because they make people laugh. Because one of the things to alleviate stress, and everyone's having anxiety for different reasons. Everyone's having it. No one's alone here.
Right.
You make me laugh. We need to share that with other people besides just me. You're funny, Lori. Funny in today's shallow hair. Washing your hair at home, who cares?
Well, no,
you should be doing this.
It is reality.
It's a public service.
Going to be washing my own hair in just a couple of short days. I'm stretching it out. I'm wondering, should I try and break my record of 12 days?
Yes, because it doesn't even look bad.
And Casey, though, he's very uncomfortable knowing these personal details about you know, and I said, don't worry, the state of the bush is always clean.
Yeah.
And
because I'm sure that's.
He goes, doesn't your head get itchy?
See, mine, I could never. Your hair is on a different level than anybody I've ever met, but you can train your hair. We've always heard this.
Yeah.
To go without washing. Lori, it looks better than mine.
Well, I'm not going to argue with you. I'm really not, because your hair looks kind of dirty today.
Oh, my God,
today.
I love you.
Did you not wash it today?
I washed it 2 days ago, for crying out loud. I just pushed
it
back.
It's greasy.
No, it isn't. I just have pushed it back.
Why is it so shiny and oily?
I didn't put...
This is not helpful. You're not helping.
Someone we work with goes, how have you not slapped her? And I said, because it does, it makes me laugh. It just, you go to different lengths and it just makes me laugh. You make me laugh. So thank you for being willing to be shallow, because people need our shallowness.
All right. Well,
maybe Casey can do a Robert Redford and wash your hair for you.
Today he asked me, where would I do it, as if it was some big project. I go, yeah, I'm going to go down to the laundry.
Like in the shower.
What, are you going to go in the backyard and get a hose?
Yeah, I'm like, it's called a shower, and I'm going to use your baby shampoo.
Right.
All right. We'll be right back with Paul Folger.
Oh, surprising logistics that arise.
Where are you going to wash your hair?
No. All right, we're going to do your Mind Talk traffic. 694 westbound. There's a crash in New Brighton, right around Long Lake Road to 35W. I want to be mindful out there on the roads because it is a little slick out there. And also want to remind everyone that Metro Transit is going to be starting their amended schedule, running on holiday schedule. So if you are riding Metro Transit, you're going to want to check your service to see what time it will be departing and arriving. Rain 45 today. Clouds early tonight. Clear skies late 31. Cloudy 48. Tomorrow, right now, 44 and rain.
All right, everybody, thanks for joining us. Paul Folger from Channel 5 Eyewitness News is with us to give us the latest update on what's going on after the governor's conference earlier, like last hour.
I got to tell you guys, a lot has happened just in a very short amount of time.
Yeah.
You know, so in fact, there is a news conference going on right now that's answering questions and things like that that we have airing over on Channel 5. But I got to tell you, we've got this stay at home order that the governor, we thought he may do it. And he has indeed done it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
what does that mean?
Okay. So what this means, okay, and this is where we're still trying to figure out all of these things exactly. Okay.
Okay.
It's everybody but the essential workers. Okay. So
go to work.
The essential workers get to go to work. Everybody else is supposed to stay home, is the way we understand it. Now, we're trying to get some real specific clarification on all of that.
And yeah, I'm sure, does that mean liquor stores?
That's the hard part of this. So what do we have? We have your health care. They're going to be staying. Your health care workers, they can go in. Law enforcement, of course. Your food and ag people, they're going to be continuing that. We've got to keep that going.
Your radio and TV people.
Radio and television, mm-hmm. Gas station. These are all things that are open, okay? State legislatures open. Clinics are open. Pharmacies are open. Food shelves are open. Convenience stores are open. And yes, Lori,
liquor stores
are open.
Yeah,
okay, they are open. Child care facilities are open. News organizations are open. Gas stations are open. Funeral homes, banks, hardware stores, post offices, all of those are open. The governor has extended...
Is he basically asking then for other businesses that are outside of those things to close their doors on their own without being ordered to, like, the restaurants and bars?
I think this is what it feels like. Mm-hmm. We're kind of trying to get that completely cleared up because it wasn't completely clear. But a stay-at-home order, unless you're one of these essential workers, is mm-hmm. is what he is saying, okay, for 2 weeks. And the reason why is he is saying that this is going to, you know, this COVID-19 is going to continue, but what it does is it slows it down even more so we don't overwhelm our hospitals. He told us today that there are, I believe it's 235 ICU beds. That's all we have. And that's not
in the whole state.
Not very many. Yeah, that's not very many. But he also said that you got to look at it like this. There really aren't that many. You know, on a given day, we don't have pandemics.
Sure.
So you probably just don't have that many that you need. Okay. So that's kind of the deal right there. 235. That's all we have. So he's really trying to. He says he's trying to balance all of this stuff. Some of the people that. That are going to be closed and remain closed are your dine-in restaurants, your bars, entertainment venues, movies, mm-hmm. all that stuff, gyms, fitness centers, the zoos, museums, playgrounds, bowling alleys, movie theaters, concert halls.
All the high public transportation places.
Things where people are congregating, you know, but you still can go out and, you know, he encouraged people to go out and run or jog or walk. You've got to keep your distance.
You do.
I mean, you just have to do that. A friend of mine on Instagram, she posted a picture today and she wears a sign on her that says 6 feet, 6 feet when she's out
like
walking.
Wide load, 6 feet. That's funny. There.
So, I mean, those are the things that the governor is trying to get us all to do. And so now it's official. I mean, we've got to figure out ways that we can work from home, stay home, and really follow the rules. Now, he also said, because we're Minnesotans, that we are doing better than most states.
Because we follow the rules.
A lot of people are reporting on that. We're following the rules, and that makes a difference.
Do you think he... It's interesting that he pointed out the specific number of beds.
Smart speakers are so smart, they know how to be radios. Listen to My Talk on yours. For some tips on enabling your Amazon Echo, go to mytalk1071.com. Keyword Alexa.
Baby, you got me changed.
Then you have access. All right. I just shared it and liked it. But I know, you know, when we talked to Riemann Schneider last week, a lot of people are, you know, people that we, you know, this is their livelihood. Absolutely. So they're just going online and, you know, playing music. And he's got a guest, Mike Lane is with him tonight.
All right.
So
he's great.
Oh, we love Dan.
Yeah, we do.
He's got amazing voice. So anyway, Julia,
yes.
I thought, you know, people are giving a helping hand in every industry, every business. And last Friday, you know, Christian Siriano had, after Governor Cuomo tweeted a public call to action for creativity because of all of these necessities that are, were, they were, they knew that New York
was going to be short of.
Healthcare would be short of. And so Christian Siriano, who really is the most famous Project Runway designer to come out of that show, and he's dressed everybody. I mean, Celine, Zendaya. I mean, he's dressed everybody.
Yes, he really is.
He's amazing.
Impressive.
He said, if we need masks, my team can make them. I have sewers and pattern makers ready to help working from home. And he posted prototypes on Twitter that evening, and then that the next day, the Costume Designers Guild asked that it had asked members to make it. Joy Noel here, you know, sent you an email. I mean, it was just like, okay, people were ready. So here's a report from Good Morning America, then, because Christian, you know, that he connected with, they're making them.
Christian Siriano is open for business. The Manhattan-based designer and his team getting to work while social distancing. Sewing hundreds of masks a day for healthcare workers and first responders.
We need those masks, those gowns, gloves, and we need them now.
This after New York Governor Andrew Cuomo made the urgent plea late last week for medical gear. Siriano, one of the first to jump into action, tweeting the governor that he has, quote, a full sewing team still on staff working from home that can help. Cuomo applauding Siriano, responding, appreciate his help so much. Who's next? Let's do this together, New York. And this morning, Siriano honoring his offer to help as many as he can.
So, and then Brandon Maxwell, who is a judge on the new Project Runway that's back on Bravo, he had his sewers make gowns, is what he started with. Making the protective surgeon gowns, or whatever you'd call them.
Yeah, the protective gowns.
And so that's what he started doing. And then, and of course, Brandon Maxwell, you know, was Lady Gaga's stylist before he branched off into his own label. So, and then Prada was making 110 masks and 80,000 overalls for, they were keeping them to Tuscany, but a lot of different designers were stepping up, and designers that are out in LA, they have their seamstresses sewing from home, staying employed, not really making, but just enough to keep everybody going, and then giving them, donating them to their hospitals. So, and it's even little, you know, little mid-sized designers that do labels for other stores are doing it. And so, I mean, that's kind of a cool thing in the fashion world. Prabhu Gurung, I think is how you say their name. They,
oh, they were at Target. I remember.
Yeah. Yes. And they produce 90% of their stuff in New York. So they are working, they were working on, gowns as well.
I saw Alexis sewing masks.
Yes.
I know we have a lot of people in our local community sewing masks. We've got an email from people sewing masks. Yeah. There's a... that information's all out there. We at MyTalk here, if you go to MyTalk1071.com, have a MyTalk research page, which is divided into fun stuff and serious stuff. And there's great resources for both of those.
And and we're still collecting money for Meals on Wheels.
Yes, we are. Sheridan's story, thinking about hunger, and people who are going to... Have you found yourself... Okay, so, like, have you found yourself doing anything... weird to you are married, so maybe you are not as bored as I am.
I don't think I am, Casey.
Where are you going with this?
I don't think I am. I really don't. But
I'm just curious.
Casey is like, you know, I have always likened him, like his doggo ganger are all the smush face dogs, French bulldogs, bulldog français, bulldogs, English bulldogs, a Boston Terrier, anything with a big smushed face with broad shoulders and a narrow waist is the doggo ganger for Casey. And honestly, I like seeing him so much when I come home because he's never been happier to see me.
Right?
Now that his days are lonely, he's so happy to see me. He's, you know, he really, in a way that he wasn't before.
Well, you know what? I wonder if a lot of people are experiencing this at home. If someone is.
It depends on, I mean, we're lucky because one of us is leaving the house.
Right.
I feel for people who have tight living space. I mean, I think that. After COVID-19, I wonder how busy
Ann Tressler is going to be.
Oh boy.
Well, or just breakups.
Or the birth rate.
And it could go all three ways.
Yeah.
I think it's going to get, maybe people are going to call off weddings that they were rushing into or, you know, something like that. Or they'll rethink because they got to postpone.
Yeah.
I mean, I do feel for the...
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
I feel for everybody who's canceling big life events.
Yes.
You know, that's just... because what can you do but just...
it is what it is.
Do what Bindi Irwin did and just get married, the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you just can't in good, you can't have a party. There's, you know,
can't.
I mean, you can't
you
have
just
anything.
Can't right now. No.
So, you know, you feel for that because you think like you think, oh, boy, because some people really, you know, go all in and all out.
Well, yeah.
On a wedding.
Because it's,
Julia, you know.
You did.
Julia, I was a very reluctant first-time bride because I knew that I shouldn't be getting married.
But you went all in with the party and the dress and everything, didn't you?
It was the late 80s. I mean, you know, I really, it was kind of lazy. And they had a lady at Blaisdell Manor who did a lot of the stuff. And my guy, Lori, I was marrying him. His dad was writing all the checks, so I was completely oblivious. All I really had to do was get the dress and pick out the music. That was like my biggest concern.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
Your life has been something.
Well,
I'm just thinking you didn't even have to plan that. You are. Wow.
Yeah, I'm a Cancer.
What does that have to do with anything?
Very lucky.
Is
very
that it?
Very lucky. It's a very lucky sign. It's a very lucky sign.
I found myself last night. Now, I know that this is...
But, I mean, don't you feel for, like... Because all of a sudden, you have to just completely... And maybe the perspective that it's giving on things is what is going to make us healthier in the long run later, even though it feels like so much pain.
People matter. And I feel like there's...
We spend a lot of time on things, myself included.
Avoiding
people.
Avoiding conversations, I mean, people distract themselves so much. I think we are focusing more on
what
relationships, what matters.
Yeah.
So that is going to be a definite silver lining.
Yes.
Yes. Lovely, lovely, lovely.
So, I mean, Anyway, but I do still think that people are going to break up.
Such an optimist.
And I want to get out of here with that one. Let me get my last point in, please.
This has got to be. All right, we'll be back.
News media and things like that, we actually have been given, and you guys probably have this too, some papers that we are to show if we get pulled over.
We're getting them today, Lori.
We're getting them today
from the Homeland Security.
It's from Homeland Security. So It's just one of those things that gives us permission to be on the streets.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean, and the governor has said, we are not, you can go to the gas station. You can go to the grocery store. You can do all of those things. But, and if you're going to go on a walk, I would say walk in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Don't go driving somewhere to the lake or whatever and get out of the car and do it. Walk where you can.
So are the convenience store workers also classified as still a level two,
They are still considered stores that will be open.
Yeah, because think about it. That's not a high paying job. And there they are in front of the public money and scene,
food production, utilities, critical manufacturing, news media.
And is the governor thinking about putting those people who are manning the stores and stuff like that to be at a level one as far as, necessary?
Yeah, he didn't mention that. Okay. He did not mention that at this point. I think they were moved up to tier two.
The
food includes the grocery stores and farmers markets and food banks, the convenience stores, the bakeries, takeouts and delivery restaurants. So all of those guys are still.
So you could do drive. You could go to one of the places. There's a full list of restaurants that are doing takeout and things, and you can still do all that.
It can do it. But we all just have to buckle down. And if you have one of those jobs, and I'm sure your bosses are going to be talking to you about it. If you can stay home and not work,
right?
Or work home or work from home. That's really what you're going to have to do.
Yeah. So many people are going to be out of work or laid off now. Yeah.
I know.
But I guess there's nothing to be done about it except what we're doing.
Well, it's what we have to do.
Yeah.
It's what we have to do, and that's why they're working on this from a federal level, the stimulus package, which is going to provide some money for people. And then
did Walz address that at all?
So he hasn't talked about that. I think we're just trying to get this step by step. Mm-hmm. And really, he needed to get what they're doing right now in this, and which is the order is stay at home. And a lot of states have given it tomorrow at midnight or something, but I didn't hear him say that at all. Like, I think it's just, here it is.
We've been ready for this since Saturday.
Yeah, we're in. I know. We've already done this for at least a good week.
Casey, he was like, I don't think that, Mastel's is going to maybe stay open, the health food. He goes, right. I got to go get some. I better go right now. I've been putting it off.
Yeah.
Because they might decide.
And that may be up to them.
Because we know the chiropractors and massage, they had to close along with the salons and everything.
Right. So there's so many things. And there's a lot of questions, for folks that are running these businesses that they have to get answered that we still don't have answers because none of us have been through this before.
Yeah.
So that's the hard part of it.
And was Walz Skyping from his a library adjacent to the bedroom in the governor's mansion with a bookshelf behind him.
Yesterday we were audio only. Uh-huh. Today we had him. I'm not sure where he's home. He's home, but I think he had he had a picture of the state of Minnesota
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's all talking about that because everyone's doing Zooming and different things. Look at your background.
The background is just such a big thing.
You want to be aesthetically appropriate of all things to worry about, but it's true.
Yeah, we've gotten that too, downstairs. Yep. Yeah.
Are you guys having anybody report from home?
We are not currently, no.
Okay. But different studios you guys are using.
But we are at least 6 feet apart. We're using different areas. Mm-hmm. And I know that we are prepared to do whatever we have to do.
Right. Yeah.
And all of that is the plans are in place. I do what I'm told.
Right. So do we, Paul.
If they say you're doing this from home, you're doing it from home. Mm-hmm. We're ready to go on all of those things.
And what was it, KSTP Cares, or what was...
Hashtag #KSTP Kindness.
Kindness,
yes.
Yeah, because that's kind of a great place that people are sharing good stories, too.
So many great things. Because, people are finding ways to help each other.
Yeah.
They're finding ways to... have a little fun with this because you got to have some sort of relief.
I give you Lori. She's our comic video relief.
I watch your Instagrams all the time. Oh, you guys.
She's hysterical.
How about the lady and her boyfriend on day 11 of their quarantine doing a horse with no name? And she bent her head over.
That is the funniest thing. It's on our Lori. It's on the My Talk page. It's hysterical.
It's great. A horse with no mane. That was really good. People are funny.
There are just so many things. And you have you heard about the teddy bears? You know, you can take your kids out and look for the teddy bears
in Hudson.
All of those things. Yes,
but I bet other neighborhoods are going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to find one and put one up.
Are you?
Yeah.
I love it. It's
Why
great.
Why not?
Yeah.
There's a lot of little kids in our neighborhoods.
There's so many great things that you can still do.
All right, Paul. Listen, we'll talk to you at 5:30 because I know you got to go do some news stuff. But you can hopefully tell us, you know, give us the 411 on the federal stimulus package that was voted on.
Yeah, we'll talk about who's getting the money.
Okay.
How much money you're going to get.
Great.
And when's it coming?
And when it will come, which I'm still working to find out the exact answers on exactly when.
It's kind of fun having a reporter come in and here's your job now. But now you know that you already know what you're
supposed to do. Well, happy to come up.
Thank you. We appreciate it, Paul.
It's, you know, when we're in the same building, we do what we do.
That's great. Paul Folger, anchor, 5 Eyewitness News. We will be right back with, we got a fashion update.
Thank goodness.
This holiday, whether you're making a Baker's Simple Truth turkey for 40 or a Murray's Baked Brie for 2, Baker's has fast, fresh delivery and free pickup, so you can make holiday meals that bring you all together to create memories that last. Baker's, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Get more ways to save at the Buy 5 or More Save $1 Each sale. Just buy 5 or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Baker's, fresh for everyone.